Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is joined now by one of the stars of Big Bang Theory, who's in a new film called The Bronze that we're going to learn all about. Melissa Rauch on the phone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's very nice to have you. I know you're on a crazy media tour, so you're probably tired of answering all the same questions over and over again.
Not at all. I'm just so happy to talk about it.
Okay, cool. Well, people know you as Bernadette on the show Big Bang Theory, which has had years and years and years of success and continues to. So why don't we start with, you know, what made you depart and kind of take this movie on and be the star and co-writer and producer of that?
So my husband, who I co-wrote it with, we were really interested in telling a story of celebrity and celebrity in a small town and sort of exploring the fickle nature of it. And when we started figuring out what world we actually wanted to set that in, we had been talking about how in the Olympics, whenever they're announcing the winners, they'll always say things like, oh, they'll have to settle for the bronze. We thought, like, it's settling for the bronze. It's the third best in the world.
Right, yeah.
Right? So we started talking about, like, what would happen if someone hung their hat on third place, and also just exploring what happens when someone, an athlete, is cut off from what they love to do due to an injury.
That's so interesting. And I'm just looking at Tyler and I'm thinking, we don't know anything about being sort of small town celebrities, do we, Ty? No idea what that feels like. Most of my jokes go down as a bronze, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a gold.
Well, okay, so you play this... This Olympic star who keeps getting recognized and people love her, and she takes on a new trainee, but she seems kind of washed up, right?
That's right. Yeah, she hasn't done anything with her life in 12 years since she won her medal. She's living in the former glory of that moment, and she's just trying to figure out anything that can make her that happy again. So she's like indulging in every hedonistic pleasure she possibly can. She's snorting cold medicine. She's drinking, having random sex. She even pleasures herself to old VHS tapes of her crowning moment. And she's just really stuck and unable to move on. And so when she starts training this young gymnast, she has to decide if she's going to sabotage her to preserve her own legacy in town or if she's actually really going to help her. And she sort of is figuring out her place in this world and in this new chapter of her life.
You must have had to done some Olympic research to figure out if you were even using the correct terminology and knew what you were talking about on this subject.
It's true. We had a gymnastics coordinator who's an elite gymnast herself come in, and we've been told that we're very technically accurate in the gymnastics, which makes me very happy. There is a gymnastics sex scene in it, which I haven't spoken to any athletes if this is something that actually goes down in Olympic Village, but... when you get two world-class gymnasts together, you got to think they're taking advantage of their flexibility.
I would think so.
Yeah, that's my first thought when I'm watching the Olympics.
Plus, there's probably a lot you can do on a sawhorse.
Right?
Right?
There's a ton. We actually use bodies as pommel horses in this scene. So I highly recommend everyone see this. If you want to see the scene as big as you possibly can.
But you know, there's something in this, sort of a new Kama Sutra-style book or something, you know, with incorporating athletics or yoga, you know, it's all very trendy these days. You can have that idea if you want it, Melissa. You can take that. Run with it.
I'm going to. I'm going to credit you, though. We're going to go in on this together.
Yeah. No, please don't. Please don't credit me.
So the movie is out this weekend. Again, it's called The Bronze. We're talking to Melissa Rauch about it right now. And it's in theaters. I mean, it's a theater release, although it's kind of a more limited one. So what kind of theater are you in with this film?
We're in a variety of different theaters. I think the closest one to you guys is Huntington Beach.
Okay.
But we're really excited about it, and it's been a real labor of love. We shot this on the shoestring budget, 22 days we had, and it's been a real passion project, labor of love that we can't believe. When we originally came up with the idea for it, we thought, well, you know, hopefully someone will, maybe I can get a DVD of it for my mom at some point. So... the fact that it's coming out in theaters is beyond our wildest dreams, and we're so excited, and the audiences have been really great, and we would love if everyone checked it out.
Yeah, I love the idea of this sort of exploration of the nature of fame. That's what it amounts to, is a you know, free meal here or, you know, a free cab ride there. There's nothing much more to it. It's not a godlike existence.
It's true. I mean, the idea for it actually came when my husband and I were at a mall in New Jersey years ago, where I'm from, and I had just had one of my first TV appearances, and the guy at the mall gave me a free pretzel, and I was so excited, way too excited. And then the show was canceled a few months later, and I went back, and the same dude didn't give me a pretzel, and he sort of pretended like he didn't know me.
Oh, my God, that's so hilarious. That's brilliant.
And I got really bummed out, and I was like, oh, thank God this happened now. So I didn't feed into it early on and just realize the fickle nature of it. And
right,
how,
those fans
how
are so fickle.
Feeding. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, and I honestly will pay for every pretzel for the rest of my life.
They build you up just to tear you down, those pretzel guys.
Hey, Melissa, what is the cast of Big Bang Theory think about this? Are they supportive? Are they jealous?
Oh, my gosh, they're all so supportive. They couldn't be more supportive. They all came to the premiere of the movie, and they were all so excited, and they're just all my brothers and sisters, and have been absolutely amazing through this process. They were listening to me talk about it years ago, and I was just trying to get it up off the ground and trying to get funding and find a producer. So they've been with me every step of the way, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, it's very admirable you were able to take this on your own and do it on such a shoestring budget. And like you said, get it in theaters, which is a real feat for movies these days. So again, The Bronze in theaters this weekend. You can just Google it, Google Showtimes, and you can see all the places around us here in Laguna that it's playing. Melissa Rausch, we really thank you for taking time for us today.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you talking to me, and I hope you guys have a great day. And
yeah.
I hope I'm going to send you guys a lot of pretzels. I hope that there's many... free pretzels in your future for the rest of the day.
And a gymnastics Karma Sutra book, please.
That is right. It's
yeah.
Happening.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys a call later today. We're going to trademark this and go out with it.
Brilliant. Good luck with everything. It looks like a great film.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.